Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of dwebware. If your website can't be seen or used on a mobile device, you've just kissed business goodbye. dware.com. The Urbandale Chamber of Commerce. Live, work, and grow in Urbandale. Uniquely Urbandale.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. If you want your computer to work, that's what they do. Des Moines Computer Repair.com.
13 minutes now before 6 o'clock in CBS News. 50 degrees in the capital city. Look for a low tonight of 27. Max tomorrow, about 30 or so. Our guest is Alan Fire. He is the company, Group Dynamic. Through consultation and training, what Alan does is he helps his clients solve problems and maximize the potential of an organization through a whole wide-ranging series of programs and leadership training, strategic planning, and all the stuff that business needs to do to be able to move forward. Welcome back to the NewsHour. Good to see you again, Alan.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Nice to see you, too.
So tell me a little bit about what was the impetus of Group Dynamic? What did you see out there that needed adjustment?
Well, I looked in the mirror in the mid-90s.
You said, what the heck am I doing?
I thought, hey, I'm pretty smart. I'm pretty capable. My mother always told me how good I was. And I wasn't having success as a leader at that point in time. I was a high school band teacher back in the 90s.
Geeks, huh?
Yeah, right on. I led them. I was one, and I enjoyed it. It was a real crucible for leadership. But in the mid-90s, I realized that things weren't going well. And I was seeking explanations outside myself to figure out what was going on. And a few important people in my life helped me realize that I was a poor leader. And I became obsessed with discovering what leadership was, what organizational dynamics were, and what the best way was to lead and the best way for teams to work together. That's where it all started.
Well, you know, part of that does come from your training as a band teacher. I mean, because there's leadership potential there. There's all of those things you just talked about.
Sure.
But it's refining that into the business community
that
kind of got you started, huh?
Well, what I did was I looked at business best practices.
Yeah, right.
And then tried to figure out how to take those into the classroom.
Sure, of course.
And then with my colleagues. So I still do some youth leadership training. It's about a fourth to a third of what I do is still working with youth on leadership training. And somebody kidded me once and said, so what? You just take the kids' stuff to the adults when you work with businesses? And I said, no. Starting in about 1998, I took adult stuff to young people.
Kids.
And they can handle it.
And they get it, too.
They absolutely do. We do not give young people enough credit in terms of the capability and capacity that they have, but that's another show.
Alan Fire, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. We're talking about his business. It's called Group Dynamic. When you look at business practices, and you're involved, I know, in the healthcare industry and several industries out there, what do you see as the number one or two barriers to success that business has?
Communication.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cliche, but it's cliche for a reason. People don't talk to each other enough. People don't communicate specifically enough. People don't ask enough from each other. People don't create a culture where feedback is common and where instead we have passive-aggressive
things.
Yeah, exactly.
Not necessarily adversarial feedback, but honest feedback. And there's a vast difference between the two.
People want to do a good job.
Yeah, of course.
People want to do a good job, and leaders want to be positive, and managers want to do nice work, and they want to keep their people on their side. You look at the cliche of Michael Scott in The Office. There was a great episode. Check it out. It's called Did I Stutter? Where one of his employees talked back to him. Did you happen to see that one?
No.
Oh, it just typified the problem that we have, is that when something bad happens, but it's not huge, it's not something that impacts the bottom line in that moment, a lot of leaders, a lot of managers will look past that and think, oh, that's a little thing, and I don't want to get on their case. But little things can add up, and little things turn into job performance issues and not just little things. And people seem to be reluctant to address those things because they think they're little or they think that common sense ought to be taken care of.
But when you add those up over a time period, they become big boulders rolling down a hill.
True story. Tall building near here. Small company, though, in a tall building. A pod of cubicles, all female employees except for one male. They shared a unisex bathroom.
Hmm.
The male didn't put the seat down on a regular basis, and nobody said anything to him about it, but they talked about it, as you can imagine, all the time. Yeah. Oh, that Michael, he's self-centered. Didn't he ever have a mother, a sister, a wife? You know. And eventually, 6 months later, manager had to call him in, had to have a sit-down meeting. They had to schedule it for 30 minutes. If somebody would have just said,
hey, Mike, put down the doggone toilet seat.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one, and I think everybody listening has other examples of how molehills turned into mountains because people did not ask things from each other.
And they can. And you know, the other, Alan Fire, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, Group Dynamic. We're talking about communication at this juncture and its impediment for moving business forward. You know, one of the other things that we notice in our world is because we're very communicative. You know, mm-hmm. that's what we do, not only through our advertising agency, but also every day right here,
right.
is that when we reach out to people utilizing email, it is the most frustrating experience, or leaving messages uh-huh. on voicemail. You know, come on, return the call. Look at the voicemail or at the email. What is, we use this as, I don't know, as a censorship tool or something. I don't know. You forget about it, you know? Are people really serious about business if they don't actually engage?
You're right. It's interesting that people seem to think that responding to communication is optional. and maybe it is, but I like to look at the bright side. Here's the good news. Hmm. You can differentiate yourself as the person who answers their email.
You know what? I just had a client say this to me. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, this is really a bad thing for us to set our differentiation apart from all others in our right. space, but we actually return phone calls.
Right.
And he says, in my sphere, that's odd.
Yeah.
I said, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is pretty sad. You know, can you imagine? That's the tagline. XYZ Corporation, we answer phones.
I heard a stunned silence at the other end of the phone once when I answered a call. I said, hello.
Really?
And he said, I'm sorry. I didn't expect you to answer your phone.
Yeah.
You answer your phone? I said, if I can, yeah.
Yeah, it is an impediment to progress. So, outside of communication, honest sure. communication mm-hmm. in between coworkers, and that mm-hmm. is something that can be facilitated in a group setting. Can you train people how to better communicate with each other?
Well, everything's a behavior, Michael, and people can learn new behaviors. Now, if it doesn't come naturally to them, it takes longer and it's more difficult.
Mm.
But that's what we do around here. We do hard things. So for some people, it comes easily and they need reminders and they need more tools. If it's difficult for someone, then we have to give them an opportunity to practice or find the appropriate baby steps for them. But yeah, absolutely. I offer a lot of programs and some of my programs are custom and not quite off the shelf. But if you look at my off the shelf programs, my leadership workshop, it's a 6 to 8 hour servant leadership, 8-component workshop. It's been eclipsed. That was the most popular. Now it's something I call communication for connection.
Really?
Not compliance. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. People want to learn how to
communicate.
Yeah.
You know, it's curious. And I know that you're part of this and we've been to these things together and mm-hmm. we see them going on. We just had Laura Kennard in just moments ago talking about all these networking functions that are going on throughout the metro. And there's tons of them. And I always question whether any real business gets done or if we're just churning business cards. You know, I think that's an honest question to be had. Thoughts?
I think the most successful networkers are the ones who are most generous and the ones who are most patient. I think we've all been to networking events where someone gives the mindless card shove.
Oh, yeah.
And asks you questions and really practices their active listening skills to show you what a great listener I am. Look at how great I'm connecting with you. But really, they're finding the pain point so that then they can discover, aha, this is where I have something to offer you.
Ah.
And they're a little impatient
so
about offering.
It's the sale.
a bit. Now, there's nothing wrong.
Of course not.
With selling. There's nothing wrong with telling people, you know, what you've got to offer. But the most successful networkers are those who provide generosity to others. Do you know Adam Carroll? Have you ever had Adam Carroll on this show? Yeah. He's in that category.
Yeah.
He has called me up every once in a while to say, hey, Alan, I've got something for you.
Or those individuals, and we know them, and you can start to pick them out mm-hmm. all over the place. Those individuals who say, How can I help you? How can right. I how can I be of some service to you?
And they mean it.
And they mean it.
Yes.
You know, it's not just a sales tool. Mm-hmm. It's just actually having that conversation. So I think it's phenomenal that your number one off the shelf thing is how to communicate in business. Yeah. I think that and we see it all the time. Number two, what else about the group dynamic and leadership do you teach people?
Well, teamwork is important.
Yeah.
And communication is a component of that.
It is a component, yeah.
But trust is a component of that as well.
And how you get to that point?
You have to develop relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no shortcut to that.
And that's not only relationships within the confines of whatever business it is,
right.
but it's really developing relationships outside of that. You know, here, catch this. I was just talking to a corporate president. They've got five companies, and mm-hmm. they're worldwide, just mm-hmm. before we came on the air. And you know what he said to me? He says, you know, I have my counter guys now. Everybody's got a direct line. They're going to have direct lines to them so that their customer knows that they're going to be talking with Alan Fire. The next time they call, they're not just calling a switchboard or they're calling their guy. And their guy, who they have trusted to put together the right things, will always take care of that customer.
Yeah.
So it's a one-on-one relationship. And he says, you know what else I've got them doing? They call back their customers a week or two after the order to say, hey, I'm not selling anything. I just want to know whether or not everything came together for you. Everything okay?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that is the differentiation.
Yeah.
It starts to set you apart.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, so exactly what you're saying. You know, how do you light that fire under some people?
Well, how do you light
how
that fire?
How do you?
Right. Wait.
We've got 1 minute.
Yeah. Oh, that's what that was. That's okay. All right. Yeah. I thought the producer was going to jump in. He had some thoughts. He was so stimulated by the,
oh, yeah.
the conversation
have an idea.
Right there. No, I think that leaders have to develop relationships with the people who mm-hmm. are on their teams.
Mm-hmm.
I heard someone once say that if you don't know the names of the kids of the people on your team, that's not fluffy information.
That's right.
You know, people need to know that you care about them as individuals. And then you throw that communication and you know how to communicate with them. And then you can ask more from them. And that's what gets us the hard work and exceeding expectations.
And get to know whom you're talking to.
Yeah, exactly.
Or with.
You just described a situation where that in that arena, they are exceeding expectations.
They are exceeding expectations.
Those people are getting better service, better connection, better relationships than they're getting anywhere else. And that probably makes them an industry leader.
Absolutely. And Alan Fire, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much, Alan, for coming in and visiting with us. I appreciate it. Good to see you again.
My pleasure. Good to see you again, too,
Michael. We'll do this
again.
Alan Fire, ladies and gentlemen, is Group Dynamic, and you can find him on the web. It is Group Dynamic. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, that would be Dustin Halderson, Monica Murray, our program director for 1350 KRNT, is Mark McDowell. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is none other than Mary Sayer. For Alan Fire, my name's Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRNT, Des Moines.